We have returned yet again for another episode of 4 Minutes and 20 Seconds. Thank you for finding your way here. I hope all is well with you and you're ready to take a slice out of time to chill out for a little bit, and then we'll be on our way. I hope all is well, and let's get ready to go, shall we? You know, it has been a little bit since we've heard from our esteemed reporter, Grimshaw Ruckets. So let's see how he's doing. I just got a call from him. Let's check in, shall we? Grimshaw, can you hear me out there?
What are you talking about, man?
You called me. What are you talking about?
Well, I'm calling you because I need some help. I'm kind of lost. I don't know where I'm at, man.
You don't know where you're at? Well, how? It sounds like you're in some nature.
Yeah, I took a wrong turn, and now I'm like, I don't know where in the crowd I am, dude. I think there's some trees.
Well, it sounds like there's trees, but
oh crap, man, this cat's following me around and scared the bejeebers out of me, man. Oh man. Hey, I'm trying to get you down from the tree, little bunny.
Doesn't sound like he wants to come down from the tree.
Well, I don't blame him. There's all these other animals around. Oh, crap. You better pick me up quick.
Well, I would if you let me know where you are. I mean, how are we supposed to help you? Sounds like you're in some deep forest or something. Like,
I don't know where I am, man. I woke up under a tree somehow. I must have had a real wild night last night. Hey, I don't know, but, oh, man, it's getting really uncomfortable in here, man. There's these mosquitoes and stuff, and oh, man, that stupid cat just scared the crap out of me again, man. Can you just, I don't know, where's that life alert? Now I need to buy that life alert.
Yeah, you need something to alert us to your exact location. Can you turn on your GPS or?
I don't have one of those fancy phones.
You don't have, well, what are you calling from then?
Well, it's actually this payphone they have out here in the middle of the forest. I'm surprised the thing worked.
Yeah, a payphone? What? What are you talking about?
Yeah, and I kind of noticed some blue tights in here, man. There's some weirdos walking around wearing some tights and stuff.
You mean like Superman? I think that's copywritten. You can't find blue tights in there. You're going to get us in trouble.
Oh, well, never mind then. Never mind. I did not. Oh, crap. Man, this cat just has a habit of sneaking up on me. Oh, man, I need to figure out how to get out of here, dude. Oh, no.
Wait, what's that? What is that sound?
Oh, bejeebers, I think it's a ghost.
A ghost? You gotta be kidding me, a ghost?
Oh, man. Oh, all three hairs on my head are just stuck up. I gotta get out of here. That's it. I'm about to have a heart attack.
Well, it sounds like you're in a heap of trouble there, dude. I don't know what to tell you. Oh, I know. Here, I'm gonna use my harp teleportation to find you. Here, keep on the line. Let's see if I can get there.
Oh, there you are. Oh, man, you scared the bejeebers out of me.
Whoa! Hey, you weren't kidding. That cat is a... Hey, stop it, kitty. Here's some fish. Okay, let's get out of here, Grimshaw. Come on. Just hold on to me. We'll get you out of here. Whoa! Oh, man, I don't want to tangle with no ghost. That's for sure. All right, now we're back in the studio.
Whew! Man, I almost had to change my clothes, if you know what I mean.
Well, really? I mean, you probably should. You kind of reek anyway. Well, that was a weird experience. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is 4 Minutes and 20 Seconds. not that exciting. I guess Grimshaw kind of flopped at being a reporter once again. Big shock. Well, we'll see you next time.